Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. There's another contest on the docket in November. It's a Senate seat open in California with the passing of Dianne Feinstein. And an old colleague and friend and compadre of Devin Nunes is on the ticket for the Democratic Party in California for that very important Senate seat, Adam Schiff, running against a very famous and extremely strong Dodger, Steve Garvey, a man who can hit the breaking ball. Devin, your thoughts of your former colleague at House Intelligence during those golden Russiagate years. Adam Schiff looks to be in a strong position to represent the Democratic Party in the Senate seat formerly held by Dianne Feinstein. Managing to find a Republican who was ready to run against Adam Schiff, he found the first baseman all-star of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mr. Garvey. What do you make of that race? Is that a fair battle between a politician and a first baseman who can hit?
Well, Johnny, you get the government that you deserve. And as you said, the Schiff's golden years of Russiagate, you know, he knew exactly what I knew, and he went along with the fake and phony narrative that he knew was fake. He was arguably the main propagator of it all. And, you know, he rose to fame, used this to better his career, raise a lot of money, increase his profile. I mean, I don't know how many television interviews he would give a day and just lie, just flat out lie. And look, this is why you see the Wayne Gretzky's of the world and Sylvester Stallone's, as we talked about in the last segment. It's why they're moving to Florida, because you see California in chaos, and you see, you know, one of the biggest con artists in the last 50 years. I think, John, this history depends on who writes the history, but I don't see a big difference between McCarthyism and Schiffism. He might be worse. I mean, John, I wasn't around for that time period, but it's hard to believe that Schiffism is not worse than McCarthyism.
I have a list here in my pocket of 200 names of the communists at the State Department. 200 names. That you're right, Devin. They both use the same act to become stars. I have seen more than circumstantial proof. Do you remember that, Devin?
I remember it very well. But John, I think the difference is, and I just can't remember the time frames, but you know, McCarthyism didn't last that long, as I recall. I mean, we're into like year 7 or 8 of the Russia hoax.
It started in seriousness in 17. That's when they got tough on it. You discovered what had been going on in 16, but we didn't know about it until 17, to your work.
Yeah, and John, look at how long this is going, and still to this day, you've got every single Democrat in the country. What's the first thing they say? They talk about it with Trump. They always claim that he's got something to do with Russia. I mean, when all else fails, classified documents hoax, they try to take his properties, they value Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, which is farcical. And then where do they end up, John? Russia. It always comes back to Russia. It's like I think we're going into year 8 now. So I don't know. I think this Schiffism has lasted longer than McCarthyism at this point.
Steve Garvey can hit, does he? And it's wonderful that he gets to be in the final. I look forward to however he does. I understand it was a ploy, however, because California has a jungle primary, right, Devin? The top two finish no matter what party they're in.
Yeah, I think who knows how it would have ended up, but Schiff wanted to make sure that he didn't have to run against another Democrat, because Had he done that, he's so unpopular with independents and Republicans, it would have been likely that conservative independents and Republicans would have voted for whoever his Democratic opponent was. So Garvey had a couple other Republicans that were running, one guy who had run several times that was, you know, fairly popular amongst the Republican base. So the Republicans were splitting up that vote so much that it looked like Garvey might not get through, which would mean Schiff would have to run against another Democrat. So Schiff went and poured a bunch of money to get Garvey through the through the primary. And look, I don't know what's going to happen. It's tough because so many Republicans have moved out of the state. But the one thing that Garvey has going for him, outside of that Schiff is totally nuts, is that the Los Angeles Dodgers are very, you know, he is a Dodger. I mean, he's very popular amongst Dodger fans and in Los Angeles. And, you know, which the only way that California ever turns is going to be if the Hispanic voters, mostly Mexican Americans, if they turn on the Democratic Party. If that happens, and Garvey, I think, would stand a chance for that because, you know, it's a lot of Hispanics, Mexican Americans, they love the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, dating back to, you know, when I was a kid, you had Fernando Valenzuela, you may remember that name, Steve Garvey. I mean, they were very popular. And it gives Garvey a little bit of a window there. Can he go court traditional Hispanic Democrats and Hispanic independents and cobble those together to make this a race? He probably is going to be able to raise the money because Schiff is so unpopular. He may not have $100 million that it would take to run a serious race, but he very well could end up with, you know, 15, 20, 25 million if he develops a nationwide fundraising base that Garvey could do because of Schiff's unpopularity amongst conservatives. So we'll see if he can make it a race. But you get the government you deserve. If the people of California vote for Adam Schiff, you'll have more craziness for at least six more years.
Devin Nunes, the CEO of Truth Social, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and the author, the man behind Devin Nunes Wines. You're invited to join the club and share your wine thoughts and maybe about a first baseman who can hit. You have thoughts too. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.